is so cool. Last week, Pam was here, full circle moment. Now I get to meet you and see you with Megan Moroney on stage. And by the way, she signed our star guitar, charity guitar, and I want you to sign it right next to her, if you don't mind.
Well, of course I will. Yeah, I'd be honored.
That'll be fantastic. That'll be super cool to have you both on the same guitar. And we raise money with charity by donating these guitars to local charities and nonprofits. And it's something we've done for a long time, and it would be an honor to have you on that guitar. So thank you for that.
Oh, of course. That's awesome.
Okay, so again, I don't want to make too much of the blonde thing, but it's too much of a coincidence. I mean, come on now. Two beautiful, talented blondes on stage, on tour together. Okay, who's the bigger diva, you or Megan? Come on, be honest.
Well, you know, I think Megan's got a bigger budget to be a bigger diva. I would like to be a diva, but my budget is pretty small. So I have to work with what I got.
It's all about the budget.
it's all about the budget.
Oh my god!
And I'll tell you, we flew in. We're playing with her tonight in Utah, and we flew in yesterday. And Southwest lost my bag.
Oh no!
So as of right now, I have no makeup, no clothes, no shoes, no nothing. So we shall see if. This is what I'm saying about diva. I might be sporting a classic fit from Walmart.
Because of that budget, she's got plenty to share with you.
I know. Yeah, I might be knocking on Megan's bus door saying, hey, you got an extra costume that I could squeeze in too.
Oh, I am sure you guys are they would be perfect. That would be kind of crazy, right? If, like, you came out and, like, impersonated her or she impersonated you and see if that would be – okay, we're just putting that out there. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that would be fun. That would be absolutely fun. Wow. Losing your bag, no bueno. Hopefully you get your stuff back by the time you get to Idaho Falls tomorrow. Of course, yeah, like you said, you're in Salt Lake City tonight. You guys are about the same age, too. So, you know, you guys have kind of in the same era. However, you are a married woman. You've been married for a few years now to your high school sweetheart.
Yes, I have, and it has been the best. A lot of my songwriting inspiration and, well, just a bunch of my life revolves around what's real in my life, and that is my marriage and my love story with Chris. And he is wonderful. He has a page called Sasser House. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but he shares a bunch of, like, our home life. We have chickens and a big old garden, and we're currently renovating our first home.
Oh.
And it is crazy. He's about to have more followers than I do. And people will come to my shows now, and they will ask for my husband's autograph.
Wow.
He has become quite the star.
Oh, my God. I just clicked follow, so he got another one. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. Look at those eggs. Those look delicious. That's like solid gold, you know. So those eggs are going to make you some money. You can buy a whole new wardrobe with that basket of eggs. Yes, I can't wait. Is he on the road with you?
He is on the road with me. He sells merch out on the road and helps get content and stuff like that. So I have him out as much as I can have him if he's not working on something else.
Oh, congratulations on all that.
Oh,
I mean,
thank you. That's
fantastic. And of course, I you don't have kids yet. No, no kids.
No kids. I can't put a baby in a van. I've got to get a bus first. That's what it all comes back to the budget.
Hey, girl, you keep doing it, and you will be the diva you want to be, the diva mom you want to be, and you will have that big bus and chickens on it with your husband. It'll be awesome, and babies. There you go. Yes.
From your lips to God's ears.
There
I
it
hope
is.
So.
There it is. No, I believe that, Emily. You're amazing, and you have been clearly – and I'm not even joking here. One of the funnest interviews I've had in a while. So thank you for that. You are just a doll.
Well, thank you, buddy. It's been so good talking with you, too.
Oh, one more thing. And the person that brought this to my attention, we have a rock station in our building, and our morning guy over there, his name is Shaggy. And I was talking about you coming and Megan and the show and everything in our promo meeting. And he goes, hold on a second. I've heard of her. And I went, yeah? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, wow, okay. And he goes, I thought I read somewhere that she's the voice of one of the bears at Disney World.
Okay, is that not the most hoopty-doo thing you've ever heard in your life? I am, in fact, one of the bears at Disney World, and that is so crazy. That basically fell in my lap last year. They were redoing the Country Bear Musical Jamboree,
yes.
And the folks at Disney found my album, Can't Hide Country, my debut record, and they said, as soon as they heard me sing, they said, that's our Trixie. And so they reached out, and I was able to work with Mac McAnally. He produced all the music for the Country Bear Musical Jamboree.
Yeah.
And the folks from Disney came down. I sang a song called Try Everything. And at the end of the session, the folks from Disney asked me, they were like, so how does it feel to know that your voice will live on forever at Disney? And I said, how long is forever?
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, I mean, minimum 50 years. Which
wow.
means I could be 75 years old.
Oh, my God.
And taking my grandbabies
yes.
to hear my voice come yeah. out of an animatronic bear at Disney. I mean, who can say that?
That is awesome. And the merch. And the merch. The Trixie Bear merch. I mean, there's merch and shirts and stuffed bears, the whole thing. I was just thinking about that. Like, how cool would it be? You skipped to the grandchildren, by the way. I just became a grandfather for the first time, so I feel you on that.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It is definitely amazing, but, you know, obviously being the parent first. So, yeah, I was just thinking, wow, wouldn't it be cool when you bring your son or your daughters to see a Disney World? And you know what? I've seen Trixie. She's a little bit of a diva bear.
Oh, she's diva. She's
yeah.
got painted little finger claws.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't even know what those little things are on her little paws. And she's got pink and rhinestone fringe, mm-hmm. and she is a diva. I'll tell you, Mickey's got a budget.
Oh,
he has
gosh.
Got a budget for sure. I just need him to hire me a couple more times.
Now, I have never interviewed Dolly Parton. I've never even met Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton is clearly one of those, you know, musical icons and geniuses, and you just put them in a whole nother level, right? But I
mm-hmm.
would imagine if I did, she would be a lot like you.
Oh, well, that is the biggest compliment. I look up to her so much. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, originally.
I know.
I'm right outside of the Smoky Mountains, and
yes.
I was raised on Dolly, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, she basically. She's the queen everywhere, but she's
right.
really the queen in East Tennessee.
Yeah.
But I look up to her so much because Dolly has never been just a singer.
Yep.
You know, Dolly,
yep.
she is a businesswoman, but she has been able to achieve and accomplish so many different things. And I'm passionate about all kinds of stuff. I love music. That's what I feel like I was made to do. But I love so many other things, too, and
yeah.
I love being able to share those things, and I hope to turn those things into those passions that I have and hobbies. I want to bring them along into my business life as well, and I'm thankful I've had somebody like her to look up to because there is no limit on what she does, and I think that we all ought to learn from that and not limit ourselves and to, as Trixie says, try everything.
There
you know?
It is. Trixie could open the door to your whole acting career and everything. Oh,
I know.
Awesome. This is awesome. Oh, what an absolute joy and pleasure to talk to you. I'm so excited to see you tomorrow and to meet you at the Mountain America Center here in Idaho Falls with Megan Maroney, the MIOK ? Tour. And you are more than okay, young lady. And it's it's going to be amazing. Jack and Jill Daniels, the new single we're playing. I love it. Absolutely
oh,
love it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, man. The response to it's incredible. You are on the rise, young lady. I will tell you this. There's going to be some other people that maybe think you should be opening up for them, opening up for you in the near future. I'm just going to say that.
Well, I sure hope so. Gosh, yeah. I just hope this train keeps on moving forward. But I'm so thankful for the opportunity to get to talk to you, and thank you for playing Jack and Jill Daniels.
Oh.
I'm very excited about that song, and you know we'll be playing it tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Travel safe. Have a great show tonight. I hope you get your stuff back from the airline, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the Mountain America Center with Megan Maroney, Emily Ann. What a pleasure. God bless you, young lady, and your family.
Thank you. God bless you. I'll see you soon.